Welcome to YFC for Parents, a weekly radio broadcast for parents of teenagers. Youth for Christ is committed to helping parents effectively raise their teens in today's challenging world. Now, here's your host, Kaylee Akina.
Well, before we get to Kaylee Akina, let me introduce myself. My name is Katie Chang, and I'm the executive director of the Center for Tomorrow's Leaders. And the usual host is Kaylee Akina, but today we have the privilege of interviewing him to hear his thoughts. And normally, he's on the other side of the microphone asking questions, but we're going to get to hear from him. And so I'd like to welcome Kaylee Akina. He is the president of Youth for Christ Hawaii. He's been almost coming up on 30 years of full-time ministry. He's also a professor at Hawaii Pacific University, and he and his wife, Patty, founded one of Youth for Christ Ministries, a Center for Tomorrow's Leaders, and they also have four children. So welcome, Kaylee, to your program.
Well, Katie, this is quite a delight. In fact, just switching sides of the console is a new thing for me, so I want you to know I'm utterly terrified right now.
Well, you shouldn't be. That's okay.
You are an intimidating host, but thank you. Thank you for welcoming me today, and it really is a delight. You've been my guest in years past
as
a member of the first class of Youth for Christ Center for Tomorrow's Leaders, and,
mm-hmm.
and now
That's right.
today, after you've gone off, gotten your college education, worked in London, and come back to Hawaii, you today happen to be the executive director of that program. I congratulate you.
Well, thank you, and it's an honor to be able to interview you. And let me start off with this. You've been coming up now on 30 years of full-time ministry in Youth for Christ Hawaii, and why? Why have you dedicated your life to working with Youth for Christ?
Well, that 30 years, when you say it, sounds so monumental, at least perhaps from your side of the mountain.
Maybe a little bit.
to answer your question, I can't think of anything more significant that I could do with my life. And my wife, Patty, as you know, shares this view, than to dedicate ourselves to reaching young people with the love of Christ, not only because of the importance of that God loves them, but also because young people are our future.
Mm-hmm.
If anyone is concerned okay. about the future of Hawaii, the future of this nation, the future of the world, they're going to be committed to the empowerment of young people to drive that future forward into the glory, really, I believe, that the Lord would intend and desire. And that's been a joy of our lives.
That's great. And you've really strategically placed, through your leadership, Youth for Christ with three distinct ministries. And do you want to talk a little bit about
well,
that?
Well, here in Hawaii, we're privileged to be able to work with an outstanding crew of people in our campus life people. Daniel Koh heads that up. Jordan Taulau is
That's
known
right.
to many
mm-hmm.
of our listeners. And many, many part-time and volunteer people are making it possible to take the gospel to every teen on every high school and middle school campus here on Oahu, and they've got their sights set on every neighbor island soon. In addition to that, Kevin Schmidt is doing a great job in leading the military community youth ministry or the military youth ministry here in Hawaii, and soon will be on probably all bases serving that very important population. In addition to that, you know that 7 years ago, Patty and I founded the Center for Tomorrow's Leaders,
mm-hmm.
which
yes.
Enables us to search for and equip the most outstanding emerging young leaders in order to empower them to make a difference tomorrow. And so I think this is a strategic approach. We don't believe that there's any one way
yes,
to
yes.
do youth ministry. We want to be available to reach every teen by every means.
And we talk a lot about that the children, like you were saying, that our youth, they are the future, and that we need to empower them and to give them hope. And what are some unique challenges that Hawaii teens are facing that really kind of impede their ability to realize that they really do have a strong future ahead of them?
Well, I think the greatest challenge is not hearing exactly what you said.
Good point.
Young people today need to hear that Hawaii is a great place.
Mm-hmm.
They need to hear that they have the potential to make it an even greater place, that regardless of the odds that appear to be before us in terms of the challenges of the economy or in terms of resources, whatever it may be, there is unlimited potential, really, for people to experience a life in which they have fulfillment, a life in which they have productivity, and a life in which they achieve significance for themselves and for society. And every young person needs to hear this, from the time they're young, mm-hmm. growing up, and we need to have that belief. So to me, I think at the front end, the greatest need is to communicate that attitude intently to every young person.
And I can speak personally to when I was a part of the Center for Tomorrow's Leaders, one of Youth for Christ Ministries, exactly that, that to hear you and Patty talk about our potential and that we really had the opportunity to change Hawaii was really empowering. And so can you talk a little bit about the Center for Tomorrow's Leaders and the vision behind it?
Love to. It's only one of our programs, mm-hmm. but it's one specifically focused on empowering young people with a vision of what they can be individually and what they can do together to transform the world. And I think one of the things that we have to do is help people understand that we were designed as representatives of Christ to go into the world and to transform it. But there's often confusion as to how to do that.
Yeah, that's right.
A lot of times we set up enclaves and separate ourselves from the very world we're called to be in. A very important concept, I think, is given to us by the prophet Jeremiah in the 29th chapter of his book, in which he addresses God's people after the 12 tribes have fallen apart. Israel as a great nation no longer exists. The northern tribes, 10 of them, have been scattered, and there are only 2 tribes left, and now they've been taken into captivity in Babylon. And of all things, what Jeremiah tells them is not huddle yourselves together in little private groups.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's not create your own schools, your own government, your own system. It's not withdraw from the pagan secular world. Instead, what he says to them is this. In Jeremiah 29, verse 4, this is what the Lord says. Build houses, settle down, plant gardens, eat what they produce, have many sons and daughters, find wives for your sons, give your daughters away in marriage, and increase, do not decrease. Also, here, this is important, verse 7, seek the peace and prosperity of the city to which I have called you into exile. Pray to the Lord for it, because if it prospers, you too will prosper. What a call.
That's right.
Believers of all people need to be the ones working for the peace and the prosperity of the secular world.
That is interesting.
And that really became the calling, I believe, of starting the Center for Tomorrow's Leaders.
So, Kayla, you really think that it's possible to be in the world but not of it?
Absolutely, as you were quoting, in a sense, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In fact, the only way to serve as a believer is to be in the world, because we're told in James that you cannot love God whom you do not see, if you do not love human beings whom you do.
Well, thank you so much. We have Kaylee Iaquina, the president of Youth for Christ. I'm Katie Chang, and we'll be back right after this.
Looking for some practical advice to help you raise your teenager? Then don't miss YFC's powerful 2-hour seminar entitled Life Coach Your Teens, available free of charge to interested church, school, and community groups. Life Coach Your Teens is the new program from YFC that will help you bring the best out of your teenager. You'll learn how to coach your child to achieve goals, set priorities, handle failures, and cope with anger. YFC Executive Director Kaylee Iaquina will share with you from more than 2 decades of working with teens and parents. Life Coach Your Teens, available free of charge to interested church, school, and community groups. To schedule this free seminar for your church or community group, call Youth for Christ at 946-1300. That's 946-1300. Also, tune into our weekly broadcast of YFC for Parents on AM 760 KGU, Tuesday night at 6.
And I'm Katie Chang. I'm the Executive Director of the Center for Tomorrow's Leaders, and I have the honor to interview the host, Kaylee Iaquina, the President of Youth for Christ. And again, it's a pleasure to have you, Kaylee, and thank you for the honor of interviewing you.
Well, you're doing a great job, Katie.
Oh, thank you.
In fact, it's a lot easier just for me to sit back.
I'm going through the hard work here.
That's right, absolutely.
I wanted to get back to what we were talking about and working for the peace and the prosperity of the city. And ultimately, that comes down to leadership and leaders who have the vision to really work towards that. And throughout Youth for Christ, you've really created a culture that leadership does matter. And why do you think that is? Why does leadership matter?
That's a great, great question. People sometimes think that great ideas by themselves will change the world.
That's right.
People sometimes think that institutions will change the world or programs will change the world. And heaven forbid, people often think that money will change the world. Well, none of these things can be properly used without great leadership. See, that's something we can never get away from. There will always be a need for great leadership. But great leadership doesn't just happen. It has to be developed. Even in those individuals who are highly talented and gifted by God to lead, there is a process to develop it and bring it to its maximal fulfillment. That's very important. But for other people who may not necessarily be great leaders, but can lead their families, lead their businesses, lead their communities, they also need to be empowered and equipped. So I will always come back to this as being important. In fact, when I look at the method that God uses, as we see throughout the scriptures, to transform cultures and societies, he appoints individuals to stand up and to lead. At a time in Israel's history, which was dark, we were in the cycle of the book of Judges and so forth. We were going from feast to famine and feast to famine and back and forth. There, he raises up a woman named Deborah in order to play a role that no one else can play, that focuses on a single leader and what that leader can do. And this we see time and time again.
And throughout the Bible, it's interesting, too, that leaders came in all different shapes and sizes. I mean, it really is diverse. And that was interesting, too, within CTL and throughout Youth for Christ. We have campus leaders that really are all kinds of leaders. And I appreciate the opportunity as a young woman leader to now be the executive director of the Center for Tomorrow's Leaders. And so can you talk about that, leadership regardless of gender?
Absolutely, absolutely. And Katie, you are not the executive director of the Center for Tomorrow's Leaders because you are a young woman.
Yes.
You are the executive director because you are the most qualified person that we looked at and found.
Well, thank you.
And truly believed that you are the one to do that. And I think that's the important thing, that every single person, because of the infinite capacity of God to love and empower all people, should be given an opportunity to become what he has called them to be, without any discrimination. Unfortunately, Hawaii is a place, although we are purportedly the melting pot, we are a place with a very ugly history of discrimination on many, many levels. I mean, we can just go back to the turn of the 20th century, and not many years before that, we had a social club here in Hawaii, one of the premier centers for the elite in business, in which women were not allowed to have membership, and in which prior to that, any Asian was not allowed to have membership, and so forth. And that's part of our heritage and part of building the peace and prosperity of the city into which we have been called by God, even though it might be in exile. Part of that is to work toward creating a safe space in society where every individual, regardless of gender, regardless of economic position, regardless of race, is able to be all whom God has called them to be.
And that's a great vision. And I know that
And that's also an ethical principle in the way we need to treat one another at every level of life.
Well said. And I know that we've come a long way, but we still have a ways to go. And can you talk about really the role of education in making sure that we do create this safe space?
Well, education is the leveler. It is really what allows people with any status, any capacity, any power to be able to achieve the capacity, the power, the status to make a difference. Education is something that the Christian scriptures speak highly of. The Jewish people put phenomenal emphasis on the educational training of their children, and it's a tradition that Christianity carried into the West through the university systems and the monastic system. And it really has to be the front end of what we do and what we offer. Really, historically, we see the rise of science and literacy in the West because of the impact of Christianity on the culture. And that's why today, in order for Christianity to recover its credibility, to recover its influence in the world, we must be the leaders of education. But first, we have to believe in education. Mm-hmm. We have to believe that an understanding of knowledge in this world, which God gives us, is at the heart of getting to know Him. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, in our zeal, and it's a wonderful zeal, but it could be overdone, to protect the role of the Bible, we have somehow at times diminished the importance of knowing science, the importance of knowing literature, mm-hmm. the arts, and other means of knowledge. The Bible was never meant to replace these other forms of knowledge, but to give us the missing ingredient that science and other forms of knowledge don't have. And with all of them together, we can go forward in education.
But where would the role of something like faith come when you're using your mind and when you're reasoning? Where does faith come in that?
Well, what happens is the sharper your mind is, the more intense your faith will be.
Interesting.
Because it is our Lord who said, "Come now, let us reason together." One of the distinctives of the Christian faith is that we were called to use our minds completely in the understanding of God. Although there is room for the direct encounter with the divine, for mysticism and so forth, the fundamental nature of the Christian tradition is that God has revealed the Logos, the Word, which is to be understood through Romans 12, 1 and 2, the renewing of the mind, which then transforms us.
Interesting. And so really, I mean, you're strongly advocating for education. And sometimes we get deferred by price or whatever else, or so many people getting degrees. But it's really something that you think we should focus on.
Oh, absolutely. If we are going to know God with all our mind, love God with all our mind, and transform the culture by taking ideas and thoughts captive, we have got to see that education is the greatest thing we give to our children who are believers, and that we as believers give education to the culture.
Well, these are great thoughts, and we'll be back with Kaylee Iacchina in a minute.
Looking for some practical advice to help you raise your teenager? Then don't miss YFC's powerful 2-hour seminar entitled Life Coach Your Teens, available free of charge to interested church, school, and community groups. Life Coach Your Teens is the new program from YFC that will help you bring the best out of your teenager. You'll learn how to coach your child to achieve goals, set priorities, handle failures, and cope with anger. YFC Executive Director Kaylee Iacchina will share with you from more than 2 decades of working with teens and parents. Life Coach Your Teens, available free of charge to interested church, school, and community groups. To schedule this free seminar for your church or community group, call Youth for Christ at 946-1300. That's 946-1300. Also, tune into our weekly broadcast of YFC for Parents on AM 760 KGU, Tuesday night at 6.
Well, welcome back. I'm Katie Chang, the Executive Director of the Center for Tomorrow's Leaders, and the usual host of YFC for Parents is today the guest, Kaylee Iacchina. So welcome to your program, as I said
before. Well, thank you very much, Katie. Actually, today it's your program,
and you're
doing a great job.
Well, thank you. And I wanted to go back to what we were talking before the break, and it was about education, and it's something that I think often about. College students that were from Hawaii, and possibly they went to the mainland to be educated, and they come back to Hawaii and start thinking about the place of Hawaii in the world and really what Hawaii is capable of. And I wanted you to share your thoughts on that. What do young people recently returned to Hawaii, how big can we dream?
Oh, that's a great question. David Heenan, one of Hawaii's great business leaders, wrote a book on the brain drain.
That's right.
And I really think that's what we do experience in Hawaii to a great deal. Young people leave, get their education on the mainland, which I believe is a wonderful thing, mm-hmm. and internationally, mm-hmm. but then find that in order to pay their debts off from school,
yes.
or to achieve the lifestyle they want to live, own a home and so forth, they can't come back to Hawaii.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
10 years stretches into 20, 30, and so forth, and before you know it, Hawaii doesn't have the intellectual capital that it sent off to the mainland. You yourself are an example of that potential. You went away, got a great 4-year degree at Pepperdine, then you went to London, worked for Fulbright,
mm-hmm.
And you could have kept going, actually, but you came back, I believe, and I should let you really speak to this, because of a vision you have for Hawaii. And to answer your question, I think we need to give our young people a vision. A vision that they have, number one, opportunity in Hawaii to become everything that they were designed to become. Whatever that may be, whether it has to do with the financial realm or the arts or science or has to do with music or has to do with any field of endeavor, they can, being based in Hawaii, do that. We really need to give them that message, and we need to make it true. But secondly, in being honest with them that Hawaii may not be there yet.
Mm-hmm.
For example, we don't have a pro NFL team.
It's a shame.
What we need to do is give our young people the mandate to change Hawaii.
Yes.
You see, if we simply leave it in terms of come back to Hawaii, we'll try to make it a better place for you and make it easy for you to get a mortgage or to get a loan for your business, we give into the entitlement mentality. And we won't win because we can't make Hawaii attractive enough in a quick enough amount of time to compete with other centers of business across the world.
Yeah.
Instead, what we have to do is help our young people understand that there's a reason many of them came from Hawaii. And that was so that they would build Hawaii. And I think that young people of faith in particular may find appealing to them, and it won't apply to everybody, but I think it'll apply to many of them, the call of Jeremiah, and that is believers are called to engage society by working for the peace and the prosperity of the city into which God has brought them. And that when we as believers understand that that's our engagement of the culture, and we inspire young people, we will see many of them coming back like yourself, with a vision of building Hawaii into a great place that connects with the world. And the third piece, which I'll just simply throw out there, is that we have to help people understand how globalized Hawaii is, how you can attract customers, how you can get credit sources, get everything you need from across the world, whether it be in China or Europe, and operate business from Hawaii.
Yeah, and I'll come back to that, but I wanted to go to your second point, and the fact that Hawaii has produced some great leaders, and there are some real shining examples of excellence. What can young people returning to Hawaii, what can we learn from the success stories from Hawaii?
Well, one of the reasons we take the Center for Tomorrow's Leaders to sit down with leaders is because people are breaking the stereotype right now. And we need to talk them up, and we need to tell people this is the story of Hawaii. One young man with whom I am tremendously impressed is Derek Shindo. For over a decade, maybe close to two, Hawaii has gone without launching a stock exchange traded company that has succeeded. But a few years ago, this man and his team took Hoku Scientific through the IPO process, and today they are a NASDAQ stock exchange traded company. He wants Hawaii to be the headquarters, yes, but he's gone out and gotten customers and capital from across the world so that, I guess, Bishop Street or wherever it is can be the headquarters of a global corporation. And you see, it can be done. That's what we have to say to young people. Whatever the endeavor is, whether it's cultural or educational or corporate, it can be done from Hawaii. But they have to help us make it so.
Right, and I know that a company like Hoku Scientific, they do think globally, and they do have ties around the world. And particularly your interest, your academic interest and other interests have been with East Asia, particularly China. Can you talk about the ties there and the potential for relationships?
Yes, my doctoral work has been in the area of human rights in China. And the reason I chose that avenue or that focus is because these are of concern to all people of the great cities. And I want to work for the peace and the prosperity of these cities. But a natural connect is Hawaii to the world. One specific example is the nation of China. And whether we like it or not, we are married to China. we're married to China if for no reason other than the fact that we owe them close to $1 trillion. $1,000.
That would do it.
And what that means is they will not let us fail because right. they want us to pay interest on that loan. And so they're going to finance us for that. Whatever the case be, and I'll leave the solutions to President Obama and others like him, we have a future destiny with China and other Asian nations, and we have a key to that being the fact that China was founded, really the modern nation of China, was founded by Sun Yat-sen mm-hmm. here in Honolulu.
That is a great legacy.
And he's a great name throughout China. Mm-hmm. Some people who were there recently told me that. Mm-hmm. And if we can help Hawaii understand that great things can come from Hawaii, we can inspire our young people to go after even greater things and go after them for the Lord.
So the potential to reach China really hasn't, we have a ways to go to increase that relationship.
Oh, absolutely. And Hawaii can make a huge difference there. And in closing, what I'd like to say is that this is not only the building of the peace and prosperity of the city for the sake of the secular goals, mm-hmm. but it's when we are seen as the people who are leading that.
That's right.
The world turns to us and asks us why. And that's when we're able to share the reason for the hope that is within us, which is our Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, this has been inspiring as always, Kaylee, and I thank you for the opportunity to host your show, and I appreciate you being here.
Well, you've done a great job, Katie. Thank you
thank you very much. Aloha.
You've been listening to Kaylee Akina, Executive Director of Youth for Christ Hawaii. If today's program has been helpful to you, we invite you to join the family of YFC supporters. In gratitude for your contribution of $25 or more, we'll send you a free copy of YFC's new book, Life Coach Your Teens by Roger Cross. Visit our website at yfcforparents.org. YFC for Parents airs on AM 760 KGU every Tuesday at 6 p.m. For program information, visit our website at yfcforparents.org or call 946-1300. That's 946-1300. Until next time, aloha.